Okay, and I'll do the roll for us. Welcome, everyone. Another IRTP PDPA call on, what is today, the 10th of March. In attendance, we have Paul Diaz, myself, the chair. We have Michael Collins, serving in individual capacity. Michael O'Connor from the business constituency. James Bladle from registrar constituency. Barbara Steele from registry constituency. From staff, we have Marika Konings and Olaf Norling. And we've received an apology from Kevin Urban from the IPC. And hopefully a few more will be able to join us as we progress. Thank you all for being here today and for figuring out the crazy time schedule, the new phone number, etc. Quick update for you all, those who didn't have the who weren't in Mexico City. We updated the GNSO Council on the status of this working group. Council was, you know, pleased to hear that we're kind of in the home stretch. We, you know, basically went over the draft text that we have, at least the conclusions, and you know, made it clear that the there were no new policy terms that we're going to be recommending. However, there were some clarifications, for example, on our third issue. Also, that we would be suggesting that additional research be done into potential use of the IRIS protocol for issue number two, and to underscore the importance of looking into other mechanisms as they relate to registrant versus the admin contact authorization for transfer and the registrant's ability to overrule a transfer. This issue in particular is envisioned as one of the key questions for what is currently slated as PDPB. We made it clear to Council that that was a very important issue for a number of the members, and that we would be underscoring the importance of looking into that in future policy work. If you can indulge me, we'll come back to the future policy work, sort of the second half of this call today. Council has asked us, this working group, since we have the experience, we've worked well together, we all seem to, you know, really understand the big picture and as well as our particular interests as they relate to policy transfer policy. Council has asked us to start working on what would become the charter for the next working group. And Marika's already put together the draft motion that could be introduced. And if we can, in the second half of today's call, why don't we take a look at that and make sure that we're kind of in general agreement. But the priority, please, let's try to get through what we have, what's left of our the task before us, the PDP. There are really only a couple of things left. The draft that Marika has provided for us, I hope you all have available. We this would be the 24th of February, the one at the top of the wiki. Okay, and you know, basically, I'll just jump to those places where we have had text changes. And if we can go through these, please, let's make sure that we've captured this correctly. I think the goal today is to, for those of us on the call, go through it, make sure we're comfortable. We will put this cleaned-up draft back out onto the list on the wiki as well for those members who couldn't attend today to you know, kind of give their final sign-off. And then, you know, the thinking is, you know, this will wrap up next Tuesday, and we can decide at the end how we want to do that. Probably a quick call is going to be best, my preference would be, but if you know you can't make it and you're in agreement with the text, an email to the list just showing your support will count as well. Okay, with that in mind then, if we can jump out to page 4, this is about line 90 in the report. You can see we have some reworked language here. And I'm sorry, Marika, help remind me. This is based on what Michael Collins has provided us, or this Michael's changes were
No, this is what is in the report currently is based on the discussions we initially had on our last conference call, and
okay.
Michael Collins provided a revised version of this paragraph in his email.
Okay. I can read this to folks. It's similar, but there are a couple of important changes, so please bear with me. What Michael is now suggesting, you know, it's probably easiest just to say what is different. It comes at the end, so please just bear with me. It's Michael suggesting it now reads, the working group, recognizing that it's not specifically in the remit of this working group to make any recommendations for WHO's modification, does support further assessment of whether IRIS would be a viable option for the exchange of registrant email address data between registrars, and recommends an analysis of IRIS's costs, time of implementation, and appropriateness for IRTP purposes. Okay, so the emphasis here, the change will be making explicit, we recommend an analysis of IRIS's costs, implementation, appropriateness, and again, emphasis for IRTP purposes. Is everybody comfortable with that? Is that a better capturing of the sense of the group anyway? The language we threw in here was sort of meant to spark discussion, and Michael, thank you for tweaking it. Is everybody in agreement with the focus that Michael's putting, trying to bring to this? That we're recommending an analysis of IRIS for IRTP purposes.
Michael, this is Mikey. Could you elaborate a little bit on what your intent is here?
My intent was primarily to try and distance us from the who is, the greater who is debate. While I realized that IRIS might be something that could work for both who is and for replacing this current who is. Luckily, there is no current method for registrars to get registrar contact information. So I'm saying that I was just trying to avoid opening this up as a who is issue, and rather just suggesting a study strictly for this purpose. I just felt like if we open this up to a potential replacement for who is, Although that may realistically be the way it goes after a study is done, is the study may come back and say the only way it makes sense financially is if it's done as a part of a who is retooling. I'm afraid that if we put that the whole who is issue into this, it becomes more likely that we'll get nothing done.
This is Mikey again. You know, I sort of raised that in the Mexico session in my comments, and the sense that I get is that there may be more support for this broader conversation than you think. Paul, James, you guys, Marika, those of you who were in Mexico City, you could see the faces in the room, and I couldn't, so... there may have been body language that contradicts it, but I'm not sure that we really want to narrow it that much. I think we might want to just leave it the way it is, because the sense that we left the group with there was when you decide to take up the broader issue of improving the operational systems that bind registries and registrars together, this would also be the time to take up the issue that we've uncovered with, or that we've been dealing with, in terms of exchange of email address. And I actually think that the language that we've got is a better reflection of that than the proposed revision.
This is Marika. If I can maybe just point out that on the who is issue, the council adopted a motion recommending a long list of studies that are going to be done on who is dealing with other issues. So from that, at this point in time, I don't see that there's any request or demand yet to look at Irish from a whois perspective. So in my view, the difference between the two versions is that, as it currently is, the group would basically be saying we'll indeed wait until Irish is going to be considered in the context of who is, while in Michael Collins' version, I would interpret it as the group wants to ask council and ICANN staff to look at that now and not wait for Irish in the context of who is. Am I interpreting that right? Michael, was that your intention between the two different versions?
I think that summarizes part of it, yes. The timing is certainly a part of it, yes.
Yeah, I would also add, Mikey, that being able to sit in the room and see Avery, the chair of the council, is she made clear that her views, the whole who is debate, basically she wishes that the two camps on this concern would try and find a solution, come together. However, she is also recognizing that both sides have dug in pretty well. I think what gets lost, the concern that we've raised, trying to distinguish operational issues from broader uses and all the politics that surround who is, while it's recognized, I personally don't believe the council's there just yet. As Marika's just noted, they've passed a resolution to conduct some further studies. There was a lot of debate about those studies, what exactly they're going to look at, what it's going to cost. I mean, they're starting to argue over doing further studies. And, when it's all said and done, I think the timing concerns are a good one. And for the sake of this particular working group, keeping the more narrow focus, using Michael's suggested text, in my view, but I'm open to what the group says, I just think it may be a little more appropriate for us as a working group focused on transfer issues to try and keep the discussion narrowly focused. The broader text or the broader treatment that we originally had, while we may think that, I'm not sure that it's really going to resonate just yet, because the broader who is debate is really just so bogged down.
Well, I'm fine with that. I mean, that I think anything that moves the ball forward is great. So I'll.
And not to be a wet blanket for everybody, but please understand that of the research studies that the council is currently thinking of, Marika, correct me if I'm wrong, but IRIS is not on the radar screen. IRIS is not part of that, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
So, we're making this recommendation, but it needs to be understood by the group that, at this point, it's there, it's on the record, and as IRTP PDPs continue, and necessarily they will take time, future groups can refer back to this and hopefully it'll get worked in, but at least as an immediate result, it's not like the council is going to take this recommendation and say, okay, let's do the study right now.
Paul, just to add there, I mean, the council might take this, and especially if indeed the group frames it as different from who is, the council might take it up and ask staff to do a study specifically looking at that, and indeed taking it apart, apart from the who is studies that will be ongoing, that will be costed, and the feasibility will be assessed. This might be treated differently, and I cannot, of course, speak for the council, but if they would recommend that, it could happen as well that would move forward apart from the who is studies and that discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Mark. I think
Mark,
the further we can distance that from who is, the more likely it is to have some movement.
I'm all for that. Okay. Never mind.
So, people are comfortable then with Michael Collins' changes? That's what should go into the report right now?
This is Barbara. I'm comfortable with it.
That's
okay.
Mark. Yeah.
I agree.
Thanks.
Great. Okay. So then Marika will make those changes. I think this text appears, we now scroll through, out to line 149, right? See, it's the same text again. So that will get updated. Just quickly scrolling through the report. Somebody's quicker than me. What's the next line? Look out for edits. Come on. Yeah. Out in 440, it's the same thing. Same language. Line 543, same thing. Okay. Here's something new. Line 582, this would be page 24. Here, thank you, James. I think you provided this, the examples of our market solutions.
Yes.
Okay. So
this is the result of a conversation with between myself and Mike Rodenbaugh, both offline and on the previous call, where he had asked for some specific examples of debate solutions. And he didn't want to leave it just at that. So I included a few examples here that I think are sufficiently generic to encompass numerous products and services offered by a variety of registrars.
Okay. So we see the new text, lines 582 to 584. And then a reference to them and a clause that begins on the end of line 591, 592. Everybody comfortable with that?
That looks fine to me.
Fine.
Okay. Okay, looks good then. Let's see. Little text fix on 642, no problem. And we're into the statements. Should be no more changes, correct? Okay. Of course, conclusion section, once again, we have the same, starting on line 988, the same change will be made based on Michael Collins' recommendations. And I think that carries us through. Yep. Okay. So the plan then, we will plug in, Marika will plug in for us these the updated text that we just agreed to, and push out a final, hopefully final version of this report. We'll give everybody a week to look at it. Those who could not be on the call in particular, you know, encourage them to take a look. And I think we're hopefully at the very end of the of this process. With that said, a question for the group is how to confirm that this is in fact our final draft. I mean, I see one of two ways of doing this. We can either have a quick call next week, which time you can come on and basically say yes, I support the text. We'll take the roll, and that's good. We can then pass the final report on. Simpler for folks, the other option is to, over the course of the next week, confirm to the list that you are, in fact, comfortable with the text as is. I already have Kevin Erdman's note to that effect. He said that as long as we took what Michael had offered, everything else was fine by him. So the thought one way or another, whatever is easiest for folks, I mean, the list might be simpler rather than having another call. But if we see in the discussions that people do want to continue debating this, I think what we'll probably do is schedule a call, have it there in reserve. If, however, it's clear everybody's responding on the list, then we can just, note whether or not we actually need the call, say sometime next Monday, so there'll be time for people to understand. Does that seem reasonable? Fair? think at this point we all pretty much know what the text says, and if you have any problems, you would have spoken up by now.
Oh, this is James.
Yes, James.
Perfect segue, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
what you just said. It's not my intention to introduce something at the 11th hour, but I did have a thought on the way back from Mexico City, and I wanted to maybe put it out before the group and see if it warrants a mention in this report. And if it doesn't, then I will hold my tongue for future working groups. Is it at all appropriate to introduce a new topic at this point?
Remember, karma will come back to bite you.
I know.
I guess the question is, what is it that you want to introduce? Is it within our mandate, as we've so far narrowly defined it, or is this something that might be better served in a different form?
Well, I think it's very contextually appropriate for our materials, but whether or not it's appropriate at this time, is I leave that really to the group. But the idea that through the course of our work, we've identified a number of distinctions in the operational components between thick and thin registries. And I noticed that when we're talking about the new GTLD program, there's no mention of any guidance, requirements, recommendations, or policies relative to whether new GTLDs will be thick or thin. And I think that we may be missing an opportunity to maybe make a recommendation, either as part of our conclusion, that identify that we've uncovered some operational differences, and that if we have a preference for new GTLDs being thick as opposed to thin, then I thought maybe that was warranting a sentence or two in this report. But if it's too late in the game, I certainly defer for a later group.
You know, I think that's a good point, James. And there's absolutely, Mike Rodenbaugh's not here, but he's our liaison with counsel. At any point, we can use him as a channel to communicate things to the council, and I think that might be, we should avail ourselves of that. It's not necessarily a specific issue that was part of our mandate, but it's something that is clearly fits within the context, and there's no reason why we can't ask Mike Rodenbaugh to communicate that directly to the council.
This is Mikey.
Go ahead, Mikey.
I think that I could, it may be a flimsy case, but I think I can make a case that this does fit with our mandate, in that if you took a premise that all of the registries were thick, we would have a lot more flexibility in terms of the recommendations we made. Reasons that we can't make some of the recommendations that we want to is because of the thin registries not being able to support them. And so I think that the fact that new registries are coming online without guidance as to being thick or thin, in a way, is within our mandate. Because if they put thin registries out, that's going to make it much more difficult to do the sorts of things you're recommending try to do. So I love James's idea. I feel the same way he does, that if it's too late in the game to bolt this on, it certainly wouldn't be the end of the world. But I think it's a really good idea and does bear on the recommendations we're making.
I'd be curious as if Barbara has any thoughts on that, or from a registry perspective.
Well, I mean, I think that it makes sense to perhaps address it going forward. I don't know that it's really going to change a whole lot. I mean, we did talk a fair amount in this particular report regarding thick versus thin registries and the impact that it has on the solutions that are available.
Right.
But it's, I think it's implied, certainly, but it's not really stated anywhere. But
I wonder if
I'm fully comfortable withdrawing the suggestion. I just wanted to, you know, take the what could be our last opportunity as a group to air it out and see what folks thought about that.
This is Mark. I think
this
if it's
Michael. Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. I was gonna say I just think if it's suggested and implied, you know, in the rest of the report, which looking back now, I think, that it probably is. I think that makes more of a case for maybe actually adding it in than leaving it out. I mean, if we all feel this way and we think that the report implies that, you know, maybe better to just come out and say it.
Okay, Michael?
I'm not sure that, cause from a policy perspective, we're going to benefit too much from whether future registries are thick or thin, as long as we still have thin registries in existence. So while it may help someday to make that transition to all registries being thick, to require all new registries to be thick, I don't think from an initial policy perspective it's going to be of much benefit, especially when the largest registry is thin.
Paul, this is James.
Sure, James.
I think maybe the best path forward would be is to when either the constituency or as within our own individual constituencies or as representatives, when we comment on the second GTLD draft applicant guidebook, that point to the work of this group or take our experience from this group and maybe use that to form a basis of some comment to that effect in that effort, as opposed to bolting it on here. And so then I would withdraw the suggestion that this be included in our report, and instead maybe urge and encourage folks who intend on commenting or working on new GTLD initiatives to just take that lesson forward.
This is Mikey.
Go ahead, Mikey.
Could we comment as a group on this specific point to the guidebook?
This is Olaf here, and you can certainly make a joint submission to the public comment forum, and I would absolutely, regardless of whether you enter it into the report or not, but please do provide it to the comment forum. That's really... Well, all right, you may wish to proceed to the council and ask if the council would support it to some kind of joint declaration, but that time is perhaps pressing for that, but at any rate, see to that it reaches the public comment forum. I think that's really the essential outcome where we need to have it. From seeing it only as a staff perspective from those of us that are working with the new GTLD process. Thanks.
Okay. Well, let's see. Now I'm hearing different things from the group, so let's just try and collect our thoughts here. I'm looking at the section where we, in the report, begins in line 480, discussion of thick versus thin registries, and I'm not sure unless we how we might bolt on such a statement, given what we have. It would be a very obvious bolt on because it's not necessarily going to flow with the text we have. Not necessarily a problem, but it's just a perspective. But I guess the more important question is, all right, where do we as a group stand? Is the suggestion that maybe we, using our mailing list, cobble together some language and then post it to the comment period under the umbrella of this working group? Is that the best way? Is that how folks would like to move forward on this? Do we want to?
Again, I think that's a bit difficult, perhaps. I mean, I think in that case it would be a joint submission by multiple individuals. rather than submission from a working group, had, well, it's definitely easier to build up some kind of submission by people signing on to it and trying to get last-minute agreement within the working group for a working group submission. So, yeah, well, just some thoughts from my side.
Okay. How would you recommend if we try and work together as a group, Olaf, what would be the most effective way to do that?
I guess if somebody comes up with some draft language and you use the mailing list and then people subscribe or not to that kind of statement, and then it's a joint submission by multiple individuals.
Okay. All right, so that's certainly one of the options for the group. Our other option is, regardless, try and bolt on some language. You know, we'll need to figure that out, put it in, and make sure that it is there. What is the group's preference? Which way do you think? Is this something that folks really want to be on record, have it part of our final report?
This is Michael.
Michael?
Apologize, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to clarify that my earlier statement was not meant as an objection to including this, but rather just a statement that I think that it may work towards a beneficial change, but I don't think in and of itself, new to all of these, being thicker thin, is going to be very significant when the bulk of registrations and transfers occur with the GTLDs that already exist, in particular .com.
This is Mikey.
Okay, Mikey.
Maybe we could add that to our statement. What you just said, Michael.
Well, I guess, this is Mark, I guess that begs the question of, do we think that all registries should be thick registries?
I certainly do. This is Mike.
I mean, is that a recommendation we make?
Yeah, corollary thought to that, Michael, would be, are we okay with the idea that the new GTLD program could yield dozens or hundreds of new thin registries? And how would that impact some of the work and recommendations we've done?
I think that's very
good. Again, I repeat that I don't object to including it. I don't object to including it.
Okay, Michael.
This is Mikey.
Sure, Mikey.
I kind of like both. Each serves an important purpose, both having it in the report and having a statement from us as individuals. The individuals help with the immediate task of drafting the new GTLD stuff that Olaf needs, but I think that it's also pretty useful to have this embedded in a report that persists beyond the moment. So if I had my druthers, I'd take both.
Paul, this is James.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, James.
Rather than, you know, this is kind of my disruption, so why don't I take the action item to put together some candidate language for editing on the group, and then if we decide to include it either as a separate group statement or a part of this report or maybe as part of the motion when we submit this report to council, or if it goes away entirely, you know, that's, I really don't have strong feelings in any direction on that, but I think maybe the onus is on me to make a recommendation for where it would go before just kind of throwing it on the table. So I can take it away from today.
Okay. What I'd ask of the group, however, is I think that there's certainly enough of us on the call. I think we should make a decision whether we anticipate including this in the report or working on just a group recommendation that goes to the public comment on the new applicant guidebook. Only because if, you know, you need time to craft the language and then we're putting it out to the list, you know, I see the report, the final version of the report, is going to take longer because people now have to wait, see what's there, comment, you know, the back and forth. Can I, you know, poll those who are on the call? Do you prefer to do include this in the report, or a separate submission as part of the public comment process, but not add new text to our draft.
Thank you,
Barbara.
Sure. I don't know who got in there first. Barbara, please.
Okay, thank you. I would probably prefer that we address it as part of the new GTLD comments for the application guidebook, just because I'm of the mindset that this particular report, we're very close to finalizing it, and I just am concerned that if we try to add on something additional to it now, you know, we're looking at probably at least a 2 to 3 week delay by the time we get everybody on board. I think we can be just as effective by addressing it through the other venue of comments to the guidebook.
Okay. Mikey?
Well, I'll hang out on the other end of this argument for just a minute. I think one of the advantages of having it in the report is that then we get two for one. We get something that persists, but then we could also simply refer the public comment process to the report, or at least to that section. And at least from my perspective, that's worth a couple, 3 weeks to get that in, because I think this is a wonderful point that James has raised, and I'd really like to have it in both places.
Okay.
I'm going to split the difference here. I think that it might be a good idea to have some reference to it in the report, but I think Barbara is correct. We get more traction if it were included in the draft applicant guidebook, and the statement were made there, it might be more contextually appropriate. So I think that this is why I come back to, I really don't have strong feelings on where it goes. I just wanted to kind of raise the point.
Okay.
But I think commenting as a group and referring to our report, and then maybe so we don't lose folks in the other three issues, or the other two issues contained within this report, we could just maybe highlight those areas where thick versus thin is discussed, draw a recommendation or an advisory from that, and then go forward from there in the draft applicant guidebook comments.
This is Mike.
Okay.
Splitting the difference as well, what if we added that comment as an appendix to this report, so that it's not part of the body of the report? We reference it.
Okay, let's hold that thought for a second, Mikey. Mark or Michael, what are your thoughts?
I'm kind of split, because I think it definitely does push a report back, but at the same time, I kind of wish that we had recognize this earlier, because it does seem to me to be important. It does seem to me kind of a critical linchpin that, you know, for a lot of things that we discussed, it's really hard to implement them with a SIM registry model. And so, you know, while I don't want to set the report back, I don't want to give short thrift to something that potentially is important. And I don't know that I agree that it might be better handled than the GTLDA, you know, applicant guidebook, because, you know, I think this issue actually does relate pretty directly to a lot of what we discussed. And it's just unfortunate that we didn't kind of hit on this earlier.
Okay. Michael?
By the way.
I think that the I think it would be fine to take a few weeks to include this if everyone else does.
Okay. Then let's do that. I guess the question becomes, you know, there's never been an arbitrary deadline. There's no line in the sand that they're expecting. You know, this group has moved along at a good pace. And, you know, if we've identified something that the group feels important, let's take the time, do it right. I guess the question for us now is, do we feel that expressing these thoughts in the body of the text or in an appendix, which would make more sense? Perhaps that will be easier to judge when we have some text available. But I guess for all of us, as we're waiting for that, think about where this will have where it'll be most appropriate or make the most impact. might require some tweaking of the language if it appears in the body of the text, and we'll make those changes as necessary, or it can be a standalone that appears in a new appendix that we'll attach at the end. So this will come back to you then, James, if you can work on, get your thoughts, some initial text to get a discussion going, post it up to the list, and then we can, we'll make this our first order of business on next Tuesday's call. And at this point, obviously, we will need a call next Tuesday.
And in the interest of keeping this moving, I'll commit to having that done by this time tomorrow morning.
Sure. Next day or two will be great. That should be enough time. All right, then. So, everybody will be looking for that, and please mark your calendars. We'll do this again next week. And what I'll do is, Marika, if we can impose on you guys again, rest of world, I should say, but since the States has jumped ahead, I guess it's easiest for all of the U.S.-based people to do it at the time you used to, correct? In which case, Marika, if you can arrange to have the facility available, and if you all can do this at 1400 UTC, so that, hopefully it's straightforward. We'll reach out to Mike Rodenbaugh as well, being on the West Coast. I think if we, actually, he may be happier with the 1500 UTC because it gains him an extra hour, but just for consistency's sake, why don't we try and do it at the same time like we did today? One last thing before we go, and we can address this in more detail later since we're not ready to recommend the final report, but Marie could also develop for us a draft motion. As I noted at the start of the call, in Mexico City, Council has asked this group to take a first whack at the motion for... I'm getting ahead of myself. There are two parts here. Marika's drafted the motion that will the council will use to take the report, and depending on the terms of the recommendations or the advisories that we're including, although we're not looking for or recommending any wholesale changes to the existing policy, we do have some things. This whole IRIS issue needs to be a part of that. The clarification that bulk transfer can apply to a particular TLD, all the names in a particular TLD, not necessarily the entire base under management. So these things, that draft, Marika posted out on the list, and it's on the wiki as well. At this point, Marika, do you feel it might be better to wait before we even take this up, plug in the new language that we had agreed to about IRIS, and then, we can perhaps hit this as well next Tuesday?
Yeah, I think that's fine, especially as we're discussing the other issue on the thick versus thin. We need to see as well if it needs to be incorporated here then in the end, depending on the agreement we can reach on the list.
Okay, yeah, as soon as I started talking, I was like, it probably makes more sense to let's update this. So also look for that, everyone, this motion. And we'll pick that up on Tuesday. Also in the back of your mind, if you please start thinking about or take a look at, Council also asks us to start thinking about the PDPB, all right, or number two, what have you. We have on the wiki the original drafting team that clumped the issues together. And if folks would take a look at what was proposed as PDPB, undoing IRTP transfers, one of the issues that we are highlighting in our report about looking at additional provisions vis-a-vis registrant overruling admin contacts and transfers, that's included. That was issue number 7. Council made it clear, though, that they are open and amenable, and in fact, we're kind of encouraging. Take a look at all the remaining PDP issues, and if we feel as a group that some of them could be incorporated into the second effort, that we can make those recommendations. While this group has moved along at a good pace, just looking at the number of issues that are out there, this overall process could take another 18 months or perhaps more. So council asked us to start thinking about it, and you know, would like to discuss it on the call, you know, and then if there's some general agreement, we might even take a stab at beginning to flesh out what the next working group's charter might look like. But again, don't want to get ahead of ourselves. That's sort of a little bit further out task. For next Tuesday, though, we will send out a reminder, of course, with the call-in numbers and all the rest. We will address the text that James is going to come up with, figure out where to put it into our report. We'll also take a look at the draft motion that Marika is preparing for council. And if time permits, then we can start talking about the future issues. Anything else for folks while we're still on the call? Questions or concerns? Okay, with that, I thank you all very much for your time. Good discussion. And please look for these. This text will be coming out on the list, and we will hit it again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Paul. Great call.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, everyone. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
Sure.
Bye-bye now.